Okay, just a few brief comments about Sof Tumalot says, then we'll continue with the Marma comments. The Gemara in Daf Yilam Aleph discusses the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. How is it that one designates ofos for the purpose of use on Yantif? So Beis Shammai says the following, that bo yito, a person is not allowed to go ahead and to take them, to access them, elim kein niyana mibod yom, unless already an erev Yantif, a person handled, not really designated, but actually handled those ofos, and that is considered to be necessary for hachana. Why is it necessary? Why can't the person just simply designate it for use? So the Gemara says, because we're concerned, according to Beis Shammai, that osi la'amluche, similar to what we had on Dav Zayin, a person may begin a process, but it may not end up for its use of ochanefesh, and therefore the tiltal that was done would be shalol litzorech. So therefore you have to ensure that you're going to use it. So therefore, if you handle the animal, the oaf, before yantif itself, so therefore karv levadai that indeed that will be used. And Beis Hillel says that yes, hachane is necessary. You don't actually have to physically handle, but you can say zeh v'zeh aninota. Zeh v'zeh aninota. So the Gemara raises an unusual question. If that really is the case, you don't have to physically handle. All you need is a declaration of designation. So does it have to be so specific? Do I have to say zeh v'zeh aninota? Why can't the person just simply say mikan aninota? Mikan aninota. Well, maybe one could argue as follows. Mikan aninota, what exactly does that mean? I'm going to take one bird among these birds. Meaning what? And the bird that I end up taking yantif, that was the bird that I had in mind to designate already an erev yantif itself. The Gemara says the chiddush that should involve the sugya breira, retroactive designation. Can I really go ahead and say what I'm doing now sheds light the mafreya on what was done then? And therefore that was considered to be the act of hachana. So maybe one could argue very simply, if it's specific, if I earmark zeh bezeh, that's clear. But simply to say mikan aninota, that would involve breira, and one could suggest that Beis Hillel less the hu breira. The difficulty is as follows. We know indeed that that is not the case, because the Gemara quotes Machlokes and Olos and Perek Zayin Mishneh Gimel regarding a case of Sof Tumalotzeis, and the sheet of Beis Hillel is Islei Breira. Islei Breira. What exactly is that particular case? Let's assume, for example, you have a mace, Babayis. Okay? Now, there's a Tuma. There is a Tumas Ohel throughout the entire Bayis, but Mikar Hadin, that Tuma should stop, after all, when the confines of the Ohel are reached. You know what? So it's limited, it's circumscribed. What happens if Lo Psachim Harbe? But you know what? Obviously, there are entrances, there are doorways to this building, which now contains a mace. So the Mishnah tells us the following, Kulam Tameim, all are considered to be Tameh, because after all, those entranceways are going to be made to be open, after all, and then the tomb is going to spread. What happens if you have the following? Chishiv lehotziya b'echad mehem. You know what? That we know that the mace is going to exit through this particular door. Those doors are going to remain closed, and this door is the one that indeed is going to remain open. Oh, so that indeed is going to help. That is going to help that the tumah is going to continue in that direction, but it is not going to expand beyond the mechitzos in any other direction itself. And Beis Hillel says the following, that when can I make that designation of the Sof Tumalotzeis? When can we determine that, you know what, that we're going to exit through that door, and that is meaning the tumah travels this way, doesn't travel that way? It still says the following, Af mishiyomu sames. Af mishiyomu sames. Well, even if the tyranny took place, and the source of tumah is there, but you know what, if ultimately we will decide that it will exit in this way, I can utilize the principle of breira. And you know what? I will argue that yes, that was the designation of Mafreya of the Tumah. The Tumah travels this way, and it doesn't travel that way. And therefore, you see that Beis Hillel is willing to assume the principle of Breira. Why then would we not assume that's true when it comes to Hachana for Yantif? Why do you have to say Zeh v'zeh aninota? What's wrong with saying Mikan aninota? The Gemara says you're right, that Mi'ikra din that could indeed work. It's a concern, again, of osi lamluchei, similar to Beis Shammai. You have to do something fairly specific in order to make sure that you're going to utilize that which was designated. So according to Beis Shammai, it means hands-on, physically you handle. According to Beis Hillel, it's necessary to say zeh v'zeh aninota. We're afraid if it's very broad, that will again result in a tiltul shelo l'tzora. Well, so Rashi makes the following comment here, that this notion of a sof tumulat seis, that you know what, we're going to say that the intent is that mace is going to exit this way, and therefore the tumor is going to spread in that direction, even beyond the parameter typically of a single tumas ohel. Oh, so that no doubt is the chiddush of sof tumulat seis, sof tumulat seis. And Rashi writes the following phrase, shegozru chachamim tuma, amakum shuderek yitzias ha-tuma. And Rashi says the following, gozru chachamim, that you know what, that even though right now the door is closed, but indeed it's going to spread, and ayadei breira, we can assume it will spread in this direction as opposed to the other directions. Well, so this is an example of cases of breira, albeit regarding a din drabanan, the din drabanan, the gzeiras chachamim of so tuma latzeis. What no doubt is a chiddush is when you look in the Gemara later toward the end of the Masechta and Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph. There, the Gemara discusses the following: the sheet of Rabbi Oshia. Maybe one could distinguish: do we really subscribe to the principle of breira, or do we assume that that's not true? That ain't breira. One could argue yes. One could argue no. Oh, the Gemara suggests the following. You know what? That maybe there's a difference between that which is daraisa as opposed to that which is drabanan. When you're dealing with the din daraisa, then I'm going to assume that, you know what, that there's no breira. When you're dealing with the din darabanan, then we can assume that, yes, there's breira the mafrei, but not when you're dealing with something which is meikar hadin daraisa. For example, oh, so Rashi writes, now, a case that will be darabanan would be like tchumin. After all, let's assume, for example, you know what, chacham balair. Someone is coming, they can only access the city, you know what the difficulty is? That I don't know on Yantif in which direction to have the Erev Tchumim. Is the Chacham coming from here? Is the Chacham coming from there? And Erev Tchumim is going to solve the problem. But you know what? I'm not sure whether the Erev should extend the Bili that I can travel to the north or travel to the south. Can I argue the following? That you know what? The Chacham will come. And if he came indeed from the north, guess what? It was Kona Shvisa B'Tchila Sayom in that direction. And that will be the Erev Tchumim. And if he comes from the other direction, no. I'm relying on Breira in order to determine that, yes, what was the Tchum Shabbos or what was the Tchum Yantif on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yantif, because that is Nikva at that time. Oh, so Tchumim, oh, that's a Din Durabanan. So the Gemara says, oh, Rav Shishit is, when it comes to a Din Durabanan, when it's on the lion, that designation of Mafreya, and therefore, Bach Hachem, that's good. Mashenki, when it comes to a case Daraisa, for example, what about this? The person, Rachman al-Islan, is Nifter, now there's an estate, and the estate has to be divided. And the Yorshim will divide the estate. Achim Shechalku, Achim Shechalku. What is the status of Achim Shechalku? Can I really argue that the portion that they receive of that distribution, that is their Yerusha? Or do you argue, no, that's not their Yerusha. The Yerusha is what we call Tfusa Sabayis. All the assets are considered to be the Yerusha. The division is subsequent Mekoch Memkar. That's buying and selling. I'll take this, you take that. When I take this and you take that, you know what? That is considered to be a Mechira. It's not considered to be Midin Yerusha. In order to label it as Yerusha, you know what you have to say? Breira. That means, you know what? Everyone is entitled to a portion of the Yerusha, and whatever I received, that was the entitlement at the time of Misa. Or do you argue that now it has the status of Tfusa Sabayis, and any division is just a practical distribution, but it is not considered to be Midin Yerusha, it's Midine Mechira. Wow, L'may Nafka Mina, guess what? Machzirin or Ein Machzirin Zeh Lezeh, B'Yovel. What happens when Yovel comes? If this is Yerusha, it's not touched. If you're going to argue that, no, what, it was Tfusa Sabayis, and this is just a subsequent Mechira, guess what? When Yovel comes, the Mechira now comes to an end, and you're back to its original state, and therefore, guess what? Now, it reverts back to Tfusa Sabayis. Wow. So the Gemara says, do I have a right to argue that, no, that the division is not just simply a subsequent Mechira, but rather, that is Midin Yerusha. The Gemara says, that should be dependent on Breira. To argue what I received today, that is what I was Yoresh at the time of, for example, the Misas Av. That is a Din Daraisa. When it comes to a Din Daraisa, then we're going to assume that Ein Breira. And Rashi writes, you know what? Oh, Sof Tumulatzeis. Sof Tumulatzeis as well. is Adin Daraisa. In Adin Daraisa, where we'd assume that Ein Breira, Ein Breira. So this is a fascinating chiddush that Rashi writes explicitly here on Daf Yud, but this is considered to be Gozru Chachamim, Gozru Chachamim. And Rashi cites that on Daf Lamed Ches as an example, Aliba Dravoshi, of something which indeed is considered to be a din daraisa. This is a stira pointed out by the Netziv in Shultos, in Shulta Kuf Gimel in Ozayin, and this is a piece in the Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Erevin, dealing with the Breira, in Hilchos Erevin, Periches, the very end of Halacha Zayin. Right, this stira that you find in Rashi. Maybe the answer they suggest is very simple, something that we've had earlier as well. When it comes, for example, to klolei hora, you know, whether a suffik is a chumra, whether a suffik is lakula, whether something I can be tola, I'm not tola. Of course, there's daraisa, and there is darabanan. But what about the following? What if something is ke'en daraisa? What if something is ke'en daraisa? Oh, it's not a spirit to assume that ke'en daraisa means, in essence, it's a takana darabanan. But in terms of the application of our klolei hora, we're going to treat it as a suffik, which indeed is l'chumra. A suffik, which is l'chumra. Wow, that's an important chiddush, no? We had that, for example, the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Beis Hamaveis, where the Gemara was bothered when it comes to this issue of a Beitza Shenolda, Sveika Asura. So the Gemara raises the following. Look, if you hold, like Rabba Hachana Darabba, that's blatantly a din daraisa, so obviously, Sveika Asura. If you hold that it's only a gzera, perasanoshrin, mashkin, shetzovo, it's a gzera drabana, why is safek l'chumra? What was the difficulty? The Gemara left out the other pasuk, Nachman, muktza. The Gemara just posed the question the following, that, you know, hachana derabba, safek is l'chumra. If you're dealing with the gzeros, it's the kula. You know, why did the Gemara leave out Rav Nachman? So maybe a simple teres we discussed, beis mabeis, is the following. The Gemara already pointed out the weakness with Rav Nachman, no? If machlokes really is about muktza, the Gemara should have said, now, he ubeitzasa asura. Why does the Mishnah only center on beitza? The answer is this is unique when it comes to the beitza. Okay. Oh, the Tosfos said, no, not true. Just like according to Rabba, Achana Darabba is daraisa, but muktza, according to Rav Nachman, is ke'en daraisa. A gzera of mashkin shenozim, or a gzera peris anoshim, is not ke'en daraisa. And therefore, there I should paskin that suffik is considered to be lakula. But if you're dealing with that which is a daraisa, either because Achana Darabba is daraisa, Rashi Muktza is daraisa, or you're dealing with Rav Nachman sheet of classic Muktza, that certainly is ke'en daraisa and a smachta of the pasuk of Hechinu Asashir Yaviyu. And therefore, despite the fact that it's only a din rabbana, I would still apply the principle of safek l'chumra, because that is considered to be ikro daraisa. That was the Tosfos Yeshanim. And we pointed out, the Tosfos on Daf Dalet Mabez, when it comes to Ein Mevatlin, Issur L'Chatchila, where the Gemara makes a difference between that which is daraisa, that which is drabana. Tosfos is immediately bothered that, wait a second, we're talking about truma. We're talking about truma's peros. We're talking about Shuman Chutzlaret, so in such a case, that's not a din daraisa. So if that really is true, why when it comes to Ein Mevatnes Chachila, should I say, you can be Mevatel the Muktza, but you cannot be Mevatel Truma? That was the lengthy shir. What is wrong with being Mevatel Truma? Oh, so Tosa said the following, because that is something which is Ke'en daraisa, Ke'en daraisa, and therefore, I'm going to argue that Ein Mevatnes Chachila, the Tosos and Daf Beis, Tosos Yeshanim, that something which is Kein Daraisa, I'm going to assume Sveika Daraisa is considered to be that which is L'chumra. So if that really is the case, perhaps that Chiddush, this instance of Sof Tumalatzeis, maybe certain aspects of the Sof Tumalatzeis, clearly, Rashi writes, is Adin Darabanan, Adin Daraisa, but nonetheless, isn't that considered to be Kein Daraisa, Kein Daraisa? After all, ultimately, this is going to be a Tuma Daraisa. Right? As soon as the door is open, the tumah is going to spread. That's not a din derabanan. The mace is going to result in a tumah daraisa, which will spread beyond the doorway. Ein achinami that midrabanan we add to that. No, that it doesn't only apply when the door is open, but even still while the door is closed because of sof tumalatzeis. Maybe ein achinami that will be considered to be sufficient to label it as that which is ke'en daraisa. Or maybe one could argue as follows, that ultimately, it's not just Ke'en Daraisa. ultimately it's going to be a Tumah D'Oraisa. Kein D'Oraisa usually means the following. Pei Rosh Terumah is only a Din Rabbanan. Rashi and Tosfos Shita we recently discussed, but it's Kein D'Oraisa because Dagon Tereshitzer is D'Oraisa. Here it's even more than that, no? It means as soon as the door is open, the Tumah D'Oraisa is going to spread. In this case, it's going to spread. It's going to spread beyond. Enoch Inami, right here and now, treating something on the other side of the door as being tummy is only a dinder abanon. But yeah, but as things tick and the door opens, it's going to actually be a tumah daraisa. So one possibility is, yes, that kein daraisa in the broader sense. The other is that, what do you mean? It's usli the daraisa mamish. Therefore, already now to treat it as, you know what? You can have, for example, a suffix that has certain elements that are derais and certain elements of drabana. And I say this is a suffix, whether it's chamis. Eating it is a suffix of sakaris. You know, bidika, if you did bitul, that's only a din drabana. But you can have a dune which has multiple moving parts, derais and drabana. But I'll still pass the sake of derais and lechomer because, after all, in essence, it's considered to be that which is a suffix, derais. So what exactly do we mean by sof tumalatzei? Rabbeinu Chananel Hirayish, just very, very simply, but realize that this is a significant machlokes, but very simply, you know what? This Pesach is omeid lehiposeach. No? It's only a matter of time until the door is open. The door is open. So guess what? You know what sof tumalatzei declares? Tepasuach tami. We know the mace is going to be leaving in this direction, and that is going to mean necessarily, invariably, that the tumah is going to spread. So therefore, you know what? We will view it as though that the Pesach now that is sasum is considered to be patuach, and therefore, enoch inami, that indeed is true. Wow. Okay. What's fascinating, right, is there is a Rama, and that Rama is in Shin Ayin Aleph, in Yeridei, in Sifta Aleph, where the Rama writes the following. Yesh machmirim, the kohanim leilech derech shar ha'ir. You know what? The following chumra. No? You have a city that when you enter the city, there's a big ohel. You go through this tunnel. You go through the tunnel. Okay. The entrance to the city just has, you know, like a little bit of a tunnel, an archway. The Rama writes, Yesh machmirim, that the Kohanim should not go ahead and go through that shahr. Why in the world? Because after all, what about the following? There's a mace in the city. The Beis HaKvaros is outside the city. The mace is going to be carried through that Beis Shahr. And therefore, Sof HaMace, Lotzeis Misham. Sof HaMace, Lotzeis Misham. Our sugya, that's a Sof Timalotzeis. You know what? Let's look at the plan. Let's look at the pathway. No? Let's look at the footprint. The mace is going to go from here. It's going to enter the city through this gateway, this beishar, through this awning, through this archway. So therefore, the konim should be careful. There's a mace by here. In such a case, a sof to malatzeis. Wow. So there, the gon just says the following comments. Sikut and test there. In Shinayin, that's sof to malatzeis. That's sof. There's a world of difference between our Gemara and what the Rama writes, Yesh Machmirim, that the Kohanim should not go derech shar ha'ir because sof hametz latzeis misham. You know what the obvious difference is? The Gon writes the following: our Gemara sof to malatzeis. That is only if it's tachas ohel echad. There's a world of difference. Now, our Gemara is talking about a structure where everything is contained in the same ohel. Everything's in the same ohel, but you know what? There's a blockage. There's a doorway. As soon as the doorway opens, the tumah zhuk is going to spread. The tumah is going to spread be daraisa. So you know what? So tumah latzeis is a ke'en daraisa that, you know what? We'll view it as though the door is open. You know what the Rama's talking about? This mace is in a chapel. The tumah is contained in the chapel, but you're going to take it out of the chapel. You're going to walk through the streets. You're going to walk through the field. You're going to get to the Shar Ha'ir, and it's going to enter into another Ohel. Yeah, but Sof Tumah Latzeis. We know the plan. We know the procession. We know that you're going to be malav the mace in that particular way. Why isn't that a case of sof to malatzes? The Gemara writes the following. Sof to malatzes just simply means, as the Ben Chanan writes in our Gemara, kepasuach dami. It means it's as though the door is open. But sof to malatzes is not going to create a chibur from one oel to another. No? And that is the chumra of the Ramah. That's very surprising. How do you have a sof to malatzes? You know, the Ramah seems to indicate, you know what the sof to malatzes is that let's look at the trajectory, let's look at the pathway, let's look at the procession, and any ohel that the mace is going to be contained in, already we should treat it now as though it's tame because sof to malatzes. Sof to malatzes. The Gaon writes that certainly is not Bikar Hadin is sof to malatzes. Sof to malatzes is just in terms of defining the extent of a tumas ohel. Does the oil end here? Does the oil continue even beyond there? The answer is, if what's stopping the tumah is the door, that is omed lihipaseach. In such a case, that is the halakha of a sof to malatzes. What exactly is a schumer the Ramah? So the Pesachei Shuva there in Sivkot Neches quotes the Maharit, where it writes the following. This is certainly a chumer the Rabbanan. A chumer the Rabbanan. And what is the chumer the Rabbanan? Shema Yavi'uhu Pepesa Pison. That's what the Chiddush, no, the Pesachei Shuva writes. That this is not in the Ikra Adin Asof Tumalot says. That this is an extension of the following. That, you know what, if I know this is the pathway, you know what I'm going to say? I can stand here because the Levaya is not happening for another half hour. All of a sudden, guess what? The mace enters the oil. This certainly is only a gzeirah drabanan because, you know what? Maybe a person will become caught off guard. The din of suf to malatzes does not just simply mean that, you know what, the tumah envelops the entire trajectory, the entire pathway, the entire levaya. It is defining, the Gaon writes, what al-pidin is considered to be a continuous oil. It does not spread me oil, but in achinami, one could envision as a gzeirah drabanan. We want to make sure the coin does not come in contact with tumah in any shape or form. So therefore, if we know that in a short window of time the mace will exit that way, the coin should already refrain from being there because maybe suddenly you'll be caught off guard and indeed the arm will necessarily appear. But that comment to the Gaon, like Rabbi Nachanan, but that no doubt is the Ikra Dina of Sof to Malatzes. Oh. All right, so let's pick up. I wanted you to take a look at the sugya Einos Nesa'ar Lifnei Hadorsa. So this is already we started to discuss the sugya Daf Yud, the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph. The Beishamai says the following: you engage in Shrita and now you have a high. You know what? You want to go ahead and do something to work the high. If it's going to sit there and become hard, so that will result in a significant hefsid mamon. And maybe even a concern, not just simply have said mama, but I'm not going to be willing to engage in a shrita if all I can do is ask as part of the basar and everything else is going to waste. Nonetheless, Beishamai says, you know what, this you cannot do. You can't go ahead and take the hide and put it on the ground in order to serve as a mat, and people will go ahead and step on it, and by doing so, you're going to work it a little bit and it's not going to harden. And Beisilo says that, ooh, that indeed is okay. That is okay. What exactly is the problem? That you're going ahead and working it is a form of being ma'abe. True, you're being ma'abe in a very unusual way, ayyadei drisa. That's not normally a way that you'll go ahead and tan skins, but nonetheless, it is considered to be asa. And Beisilo says, indeed, that is mutter. The Gemara had a couple of possibilities. One possibility is as follows. Of course, that should be asa. That's a form of ma'abe. But you know what? This is not ma'abe daraisa. This is a highly unusual way of tanning skins. This is al yedei shina. Oh, the malkum simchas yantiv. And the matir is simchas yantiv. And that would mean, the Gemara we saw earlier, that apparently Basil is very concerned with maintaining simchas yantiv. Ad kedei kach, that we're going to be matir, but otherwise we certainly surei d'rabanan. And the Gemara said that's against the Mishnah. And that is, because when it comes to the concern of simchas yantiv, what do you mean? Beis Amid Aleph, Beis Sil is the Chumrah, and Beis Shammai is the Kula. So, is not considered to be a stira. Oh, so one possibility was Mukhlefes Hashita, with the multiple possibilities indeed that we saw in the Rishonim. Either Mukhlefes Hashita means switch that last Mishnah of Binyan Stira Bekeh, Matrisin, For maybe it means flip all the other five Mishnayos, or it means Rabbeinu Tam, flip the Mishnah about Beis, and therefore everything is good. Beis Hillel is consistently Lakula, because Beis Hillel is always concerned with the concern of Simchas Yantif. Good. Or the Gemara suggests the following. No, this Mishnah we can leave as it is. No, because what's wrong with that? After all, chazi the mizge ilave. No, that after all, that this is normal. This is not a tilt to which indeed is shalom b'tzorech. It's normal to go out and to put a mat, a hide on the ground, and this is considered to be normal usage. To put the mat on the ground, and you'll walk on the mat, and that's considered to be fine. Even without concerns of simchisenta b'matir. Oh, and that was the big machlokes rishonim. L'maskana, what really is ikar hatam? Is it something that I would say should be usher, if not for Simchas Yantif? Or is this something that this is considered to be normal uses of the hide, and therefore indeed it's considered to be that which is mutter? That depends on the Mukhlefes Hashim. Now the Gemara raises the following line, that Bishavin, Shemochen la Basalitzli. Shemochen la Basalitzli. That you know what? This you can do. Even though I have my focus with it, to use it as a mat. But this you can certainly do. That you know what? You're going to go ahead and salt meat for the purpose of roasting. And that's allowed. That's allowed to do. Anyantiv. So, v'shavin shemolchim labasul etzli. I can do the act of the malicha on top of that hide. So you know what? The salt is going to fall on the hide. And guess what? That, not fully, but that to an extent is going to be able to preserve the hide. Normally, if this would be a case of real salting hides, you would use an abundance of salt. And we're not using an abundance of salt, but you're using a limited amount of salt. Oh, so that's what we learned in the Braise Satana. V'shavin shemolchin alav basa, basa litzli. Tosus is immediately bothered that basa litzli, really? Since when do you have to engage in malicha if you're roasting something? No? The Tosus adaf yiralef and maralef, after all, if you're indeed in Bishul, where all those secretions are contained, you clearly have to be motzi the dam. But if you're talking about roasting, where any of the dam simply is going to be holich li'ibud, why does one have to be so concerned? So Tosus writes, enochinami. When our Gemara tells us that mochel of bosa litzli, it doesn't mean olicha which is necessary al pidin. It just means kedei li'tein tam. Kedei li'tein tam. It's normal when you roast something to have a marinade, to have a spice, to use salt. So therefore, if the normal preparation, you can do something for the purpose of enhancing its taste, guess what? You can do that over the hide, and the abundance of salt that will fall off can be helpful in that regard as well. Well, when you look in the Rambam, in Ochos Machalos Asuros and Vot Yudbeis, there the Rambam discusses the whole process of Malicha when it comes to Bishul. The purpose of Malicha, of course, to be able to see to it that the dam is extracted from the basar. And the Rambam writes, well, what about when it comes to tzli? The phrase of the Rambam is aval tzli, moleach v'tzol lemiyad. When it comes to a case of tzli, you know what? There you can get by with minimal malicha and immediately go ahead and roast. Well, the Rambam mentions malicha when it comes to tzli. Not just simply as tosos kedei litein tam. You don't have to do a thorough malicha because the secretion is not going to be contained within a kedera. But nonetheless, indeed that's necessary. And that's what the Rama quotes in Yerdein Simen Ayin Vav, that yesh omrim tzara gam ken ktsas malicha tchila, even when it comes to tzli itself. And there, the biragra, na, cites our Gemara, beitza daf yiralef, that here you see that the Gemara mentions cases of malicha when it comes to the tzli as well. Okay? And then the Gemara continues and says the following. Let's assume, for example, you have chelev, fats. That certainly one cannot go ahead and engage in the malicha and Shabbos Yantiv. And furthermore, ve'ein mahapchivahem. And you're not allowed to go ahead and to handle it and to turn it over. Typically, you would do that during the week in order to see to it that it doesn't harden. And Rabbi Yeshua says the following chiddush: no, there's even something that one could do on Yantiv. Shochem beruach al gabi yisegas. That you know what? You can go ahead and elevate it. You can put it on pegs. If you put it on pegs, you know, and the air circulates, it's not going to rot. If it's sitting there on the ground, it's going to rot. So Rabbi Yeshua says that Shotem Ruach al Gabe Yesedas. Well, so that's where the Gemara says the following. According to the Chachamim, that's not true. We would not allow that. Shotem Ruach is just the Kiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, why not argue that's similar to Ormi Pnei Hadarsan? Ormi Pnei Hadarsan. That just like you're allowed to use it as a mat, because we realize that Simchas Yantiv is at stake. So why not allow Shulchan Baruch? Why not Shulchan Baruch? So that's where here the Gemara answers as well. Or is different. Or is different because of the Mizgah. Using it as a mat is something which is normal. But if you're going to allow the person to elevate the Chelev, Mali, the Gemara says, Lamashtechinhu, Mali, Lamamluchinhu, a person is going to think that you can prepare the fats even on Yantif itself. And that you can't do. A person's going to think, well, look, if I'm allowed to go ahead and to spread it out, Al-Gabi Yesedos, I'll go ahead and salt it. I'll salt it. And therefore, even salting, a person may end up doing. And as Rashi writes, that you cannot do. You cannot do. Why? Because Rashi says, Malicha. Malicha, Rashi writes, Me avos malachosim. Malicha is one of the avos malachos. Malcho, no? So therefore, what do you mean? If you look at the Mishnah, Ayin Gimel, no, Molcho, Uma'avdo, that's one of the Lamites Malachos. So therefore, we're not going to allow a person to go ahead to handle the fats, because if he's going to handle the fats in that way, Shona Gabi Ruach, he may argue that what's the difference if I put it here, or if I salt it, and salting it is going to be a Malacha Daraisa, because they are part of the Lamites Malachos. Wow. So the following, is that really so obviously true that this is considered to be, in this case, among the Lamites Malachos? That's the Sugi and Shabbos and Daf Ayin Hema days, where the Gemara says the following Chiddush Einoch Inami, that Haiman de Malach Bisra, if a person goes ahead and salts meat, Chayiv Mishum Ma'abe, Chayiv Mishum Ma'abe, that's a Malach HaDaraisa, there's a Chiyav Skila. Right, to go ahead and to salt meats, that is considered to be also, that's the malacha of molcho, ma'abdo. We have both in the Mishnah, molcho, ma'abdo. The Gemara there in Shabbos, and here they says, you know what, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, that, no, apichad minayu, that sounds redundant. Molcho, ma'abdo, they're both the application of salt, for example, in order to go into tan. So the Gemara says, you're right, take out one of them, va'ayil sirtu. Right, the malachos are includes sirtu, making the lines, the lines. But molcho and ma'abdo are either identical, and it's considered to be a single malacha. Sometimes the Gemara says, Zorba Merakeh, there are three different malachas, even though they're similar, because each one had a separate stage in the Mishkan. Molcho and ma'abdo are identical. The Gemara says, you're right, those are not two separate malachas, one malacha, and therefore, but it's also. And all of a sudden, Rabbi says the following Kiddush, not true, not true. Salting or tanning, that only applies to skins. It's an or. But an incredible chiddush of Rava that ein ibud ba'ochlin. Ein ibud ba'ochlin. Well, there is no malacha of ma'abed when it comes to ochel. The malacha is tanning skins, tanning leathers, and it doesn't apply to ochel. It doesn't apply to ochel. So if a person goes ahead and salts meat, and he is not violating a malacha d'araisa at all. That's an incredible chiddush that Rava says that no, ein ibud ba'ochlin. Tosus immediately comes in Shabbos Achamei Odeis. It doesn't mean that it's mutter. It doesn't mean that it's mutter. Still, Tosus says it's nisad rabbanan. Beit zedaf yir aleph. No, Tosus mafurish. Beit zedaf yir aleph. It's still an isad rabbanan. It's still an isad rabbanan. But it's not a malacha d'araisa with a chiyuv. So that's the chiddush that Rava says that ein ibud ba'ochlin. One of the difficulties would be then, okay, if that really is true, that we have this klal of ein ibud ba'ochlin, and therefore when you're dealing with hides, that could be a malacha d'araisa, I understand. But here, our Gemara is not discussing the hides. Our Gemara is discussing chelev, which is edible. So in such a case, do I really apply the principle of ein ibud ba'ochlin? Ein ibud ba'ochlin. If I apply the principle of ein ibud ba'ochlin, know, that should lead to the following difficulty. What exactly is our Gemara saying? The Chachamim hold in shodchim chalavim. You're not allowed to take the chalav, and you're not allowed to elevate it. Because if I elevate it, asi lidei malicha. No? And now you're telling me, and even if a person does the malicha, in ibud ba'ochlin, so at worst that will be an issur d'rabbanan. Does that work? Is that a violation of what we had earlier in the Gemara? No? Isn't that a gzera l'gzera? Ein shotchin chalavim. Why? Because asi de malicha. And if a person does malicha, no. That all self is only issur d'rabbanan because of ma'abed of oros. Is that really true? Maybe one can argue, okay. Maybe one kind of has to argue, like our Gemara said of Gimel and Aleph. This is all part of Kula Chadik Zerihi. You know, Kula Chadik Zerihi. We pointed out when we learned of Gimel and Aleph, Rambam, Pirish Mishnayis, Nan Shabbos, Beradalit, Mishnah Aleph, where the Rambam writes, this whole issue of Gzeh Gzera and Kula Chadik Zerihi largely depends on history. No? What was the Mamad HaChachamim? If Bez Din B all of a sudden says that C is usher, because itself is only Xera. Oh, that's a Xera the Xera. That's a Xera the Xera. Our Bez Din created this Issur Rabbanan, and I'm piggybacking off of that, and I make another layer. But if the original Xera or the Takana was this, so that's what the Gemara calls Kula Chad Xera. You'd have to say such a chiddush as well. Now, of Kula Chad Xerahi, that there's a Xerah Drabbanan of Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin, and including that Xerah Drabbanan is don't do anything that will be Ibud Ba'ochlin or lead to Ibud. Wow, but that sounds like a chiddush. Part of the Xerah of Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin was Ein Shotchin Chalavim. That really sounds like a separate world entirely. Now, Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin is halacha Sukkah that applies on Shabbos and on Yantiv. And you know what? Shokhan Chalavim is an important detail of Shechita on Yantiv. If I tell the Baal HaBehema, you can't go ahead and use the Chalev, is he going to say, you know what, that doesn't pay for me to Shech because I'm going to suffer a financial... That, all that's part of the Gzeira D'Rabbanan of Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin. That would be somewhat surprising. Not impossible, but surprising to assume that this would be called that Kula Chada Zeri. Kula Chada Zeri. When you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Yud Aleph Halachah, that's what the Rambam quotes, in Ibud Ba'ochlin, in Ibud Ba'ochlin. And the Mishnah Malach raises the following question. If that's really true, in Ibud Ba'ochlin, the Mishnah Malach is bothered by a Braisa Menachal Sandaf Chaf Aleph, where the Pasuk describes you're offering a carbon on Gabi HaMizbeach, and you know what? You are being makriv the bisar hakarban. You know what the Torah tells us? That al kol karbancha takriv melech. You have to see to it that it is salted. Al kol karbancha takriv melech. And the Braisa has a fascinating drasha. Takriv afilu b'shabbos. Takriv means afilu b'shabbos. You're offering, for example, the karban tamid. You're offering the karban musa. You're offering that on Shabbos. Malicha is necessary. Malicha is necessary. Why? Oh, that's a gzeiras hakasuv. Afilu b'Shabbos. Afilu b'Shabbos. Well, maybe I could have argued as follows. You know what? I understand. Obviously, musa Shabbos are offered on Shabbos. That's obvious. No, if they're not offered on Shabbos, when in the world will they be offered? Obviously, part of the allowance of offering karban musa is that you offer a karban musa. I understand. So, you know, I'll tell you, that's true when it comes to the Shechita, and that's true when it comes to Hakrava. What about the detail when it comes to the Melichas Hakarva? Maybe I could have thought that, you know what, that detail, which relatively speaking is unessential, maybe that's not Docha Shabbos. Oh, so Zera Sakosu. Al-Kol Kaban Chatakriv Melech Afilu, Afilu B'Shabbos. Afilu B'Shabbos. So the Mishnah, they bother by this issue. Wait a second. That you're talking about Basar, and the Gemara on Shabbos and Afayin, hey, that ain't Ibud Ba'ochlin, ain't Ibud Ba'ochlin, it should be the Raposhet at this moment. You should not require a Gzera Sakasiv. You should not require a Gzera Sakasiv at all. That's the Kasha Mishnah Malach. Why is there a need for a Gzera Sakasiv, despite the fact that this is a Malacha? What do you mean? A carbon, which is Kavul Ozman, is Docha Shabbos, and that even applies to the Malicha Sakarbon as well. What do you mean, Malicha Sakarbon as well? You have a carbon tam, you have a carbon musaf, it's Kulo Kalil. In such a case, so is that a violation of or an application of Ein Ibud, Ein Ibud Ochlin. Ooh, so the Mishnah writes the following finish. And that is this, when Rava said that statement of Ein Ibud Ochlin, how do you define Ochlin? How do you define Ochlin? Maybe one could have defined, how do you define Ochel? A hide is not Ochel, and Bisar Habeim is called Ochel. What do you mean? Bisar Bekalom, it's Alochim, and Chefza. Ibud means tanning skins. It doesn't mean preparation of food. So in such a case, if that's true, so therefore, clearly, Ein Ibud, Ein Ibud Ochlin. No, that's not, you know, the chiddush of Ein Ibud Ochlin is not Alochim Chefza, but a chiddush Mishnah Moshe says, no, that there is no malach of ma'abed l'tzorech achila. Just like, for example, see Daf Yudalev, Mitzvah Shem Sun, no, the sugya borer. Borer is allowed l'tzorech achila. How do you distinguish between achila as opposed to borer? That's a good question. What is derech borer, which is asa, and what is derech achila, which is mutzah? But if something is b'derech achila, there is no such yisur. That the Mishnah Malach is writes to yisur, that the malach of ma'abed is in order to preserve, but the malach of ma'abed is not for the purpose of achila. And what is this finish? That if you have something that is basar, it has dini ochel, but it is not the tzorech achila, I don't apply the principle of ein ibud ochel. And therefore, enochenami, that would be nisadaraisa. So if you have a carbon, tamid, you have a carbon, what's up, which is not nita na'achila, that is ma'abi daraisa. And therefore you need a gzeres akasu, a takriv afilu b'shabes. And if you're dealing with chelev, beitzad afir alev, which is asur ba'achila, there is no halacha of ein ibud ba'ochlin. In Ibud Ba'ochlin is not halacha in chefetz. It means that Ibud by definition is processing and not that which is done for the purpose of eating. If it's not done for the purpose of eating, that is nisa daraisa. That's why the Gemara assumes that, you know what, don't do anything that can dare lead to melichas chalavim. That's not a gzera the gzera. That's considered to be nisa daraisa. And a parallel example, Mishnah writes, wow, would be a case of a carbon which is not nitan ma'achila. And if it's not nitan achila, so in such a case, that is ma'abed on the level of daraisa. Important ha'ara that the Mishnah Malach has. So what do you do now? No, you slaughter an animal, and this is a pretty hefty animal, and I'm going to tell you, you know what? Oh, that which you need, use. That's simpatiantiv. But the balance, just let it remain. The balance is going to rot. The balance is going to go to waste. So how exactly do you address that? So the Gemara here in Daf Yudalev says the following chiddush. The Gemara has a couple of possibilities. Now, the Gemara says the following, Rabbi Amar Shmuel, Moleach Adam Kama Chatichos Bevasachas. You know what? As long as you do the Malich Bevasachas, you can be Moleach Kama V'chama Chatichos. Wow. Even though all I need for Yantiv is one piece of meat, that would be enough. But that one piece of meat is going to justify the act of taking this abundance of salt and spreading it on. So, moleach adam kama chatichos basar bevasachas. Even though all you need is chatichachas. Wow, that would work. That indeed will work. You can do it in excess. Rashi writes, bevasachas, because it's considered to be one tircha, one act. Oh, and as long as it's considered to be one act, that's considered to be Mutter. Wow. So that's one possibility. Now, Moleach Adam Kama Chatichos. That's the possibility of Shmuel. And then the Gemara quotes Rav Ada Bar Ava, something which is stunning. Me'arim Adam. You can engage in a harama. The Gemara says, Mamas Amaisa Shahaya. This is what Rav Ada Bar Ava did. That's fascinating. Was this only true for Ada Bar Ava, or is this true for anyone? No? The Gemara says, the Alef Mabez, that now Rav Ada Bar Ava, Ma'arim Umalav Garma Garma. Wow. You know what he would do? He would salt this piece of meat. Because This is apparently what he was interested in using Amyantib. All of a sudden, he finished the Malicha. He finished the Malicha. And said, you know, this isn't good enough. This isn't large enough. This isn't the right cut. He'd go on to the next piece of meat. This piece of meat, also I see, is not going to the third piece of meat. And somehow, he would end up salting many pieces of meat, almost like under the guise, the impression that each one was being done for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh. Each one was being done for the purpose of Nefesh. Wow. So the Gemara says the following, I have a problem, I understand. You have a large animal, you just engage in shlita, you're not going to use all of it, but if you let it sit there, it's going to rot. You have to start preserving it, you have to engage in malicha. I'll give you two possibilities. Shmuel says, kama chatichas v'asachas, and the Gemara says, ma'isa shahayir, other rabbi employed harama. Wow. Which is fascinating. What exactly are these heterim? What exactly is the chiddush of Shmuel? So perhaps Poshup Shat and Gemara, we'll have to see. Seems from the Rush, not this way. But Poshup Shat and the Gemara, yeah, this is a sugi that we've discussed. No? Mar b'bishurim, a sugi and after Zayin and Madalit. There the Gemara tells us the following chiddush, and that is Mamala Isha Kedera Achas Basa. A woman is going ahead and making a piece of meat. You know what? Let's say very simply, she looks in the fridge and the freezer and she sees, you know what? There are two pieces of meat here. This piece of meat is the right size for my family fiancé. This other piece of meat is much larger. You know what? Ooh, Yudzayim Adalah. Lechatchila. She can take the larger piece. She doesn't have to take the smaller piece. You're allowed to go ahead and to engage in Bishul. And you know what? You can go ahead and do the justified malacha in excess. Because marbe shurim apparently is that which is mutar lachatchila. You can't be marbe b'malacha. You can't do in addition to malacha A, I'm going to do malacha B. No. You can't be marbe b'malacha. But you can be marbe b'shirim. You can be marbe b'shirim. Oh, so that's what the Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin. Let's say Poshup Shat, that's exactly what Shmuel's recommending. No? You're allowed to engage in Malicha for the piece that you're going to use on Yantiv. Once you're doing so, you know what? Be Moleach, Kama Chatichos. And that will be the Sugya of Marbe Shirin. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. You take the Rambam Nuchas Yantiv, Perak Aleph Alach Yud. The Rambam writes the following, Memale Isha Kedei Rabasa. Ooh, the Rambam quotes the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin, Marbe Shirin. And the Rambam continues, Umoleach Adam Kama Chatichos Vavasachas. Or, for example, go ahead and spread that salt on many different pieces. Yeah. The Rambam quotes these two dinim. Mamish, Abataya, they're exactly the same din of Marbe Shirin. One is Bishul, and one is Malicha. But guess what? That's Mutra, because the person is being Marbe. Marbe Shirin. Is there a Chiddush? There definitely is a Chiddush. And that is Marbe Shirin. It's Mutra when it comes to Yantiv. If that really is true, when you look at our Gemara, you know what? Shmuel is the Chumra. Rav Anav Rab is a great Kula. No? Shmuel is Machmir. There's no way you can do anything individually. The most you can do is be Marbe B'Shirin. So you know what? If you're doing it Mamish B'Vasachas, then you're right. You can extend it. But otherwise, no. And Rahman Rabbit tells you a further chiddush. And that further chiddush is, there are ways you can even do it bazeh harzeh. If you employ a harama, wow, we'll have to see when a harama is mutter. When you're allowed to use a legal fiction. But Shmuel is l'chomer, Shmuel is poshup shat, the shur is adin. And Rabbi is telling you like this, I'm fall. You know what? You can even do that which typically is aser, as long as you make sure to do it in that fashion. Wow, that's important. Why do I say that this is Poshup Shat against the Rush? You know, because the Rush has a line that's a little bit unusual. Aleph Tezayin. The Rush says, you know what? You know, that less late time of cloud, the Shirusa de Shmuel. No, Rav Adarav disagrees with Shmuel. He doesn't agree to Shmuel's Kula. What's Shmuel's Kula? What's Shmuel? The reason Rav Adarav Rab engages in Haram is because he doesn't agree with Shmuel's Kula. What's Shmuel's Kula? Shmuel's kula was marv b'shirin, marv b'shirin. Remember, shirin's a gemara before eshes and afyid zayin. That's halacha psuka that that's mutter. Pashup shat, Shmuel's not telling you about chiddush at all. Shmuel's not telling you, you know what, I can apply here, but we know it's true in afyid zayin of marv b'shirin. It's surprising that Rashi would say, no, we disagree. Ravano disagrees with the chiddush of Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? What did Shmuel say exactly? Know that kamachatichos. Parshav Shad, it sounds as though the Rosh was understanding that Shmuel was not just talking about Marabishurim. You know, Marabishurim means the following. The woman is doing exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Now, she is taking a pot and she's putting it on the fire. And you know, it makes no difference whether the piece of meat in the pot is 1 pound or 2 pounds. That really is totally irrelevant. That's Marabishurim. Here, kamachatichos. What does kamachatichos mean? You know, instead of taking a little bit of salt, I'm going to take a huge amount of salt. And I'm going to go ahead and take it and spread it over kamachatichos. The Rosh apparently assumed that Shmuel is telling you more than, of the scene, more than marbishurim. That's what the Rosh points out, that, ooh, who says we accept this chiddush of Shmuel? So we'll have to see, take a look, that's chaz of the shurim, when we did putra and dechuyah, no? Mentioned even very recently, no? Yesterday, since when is marbishurim mutter? That's the Sugya Menachos of Samach Dalet, that Mar B'Shurim is Aser. Mar B'Shurim is Aser. Mufurish in Gemara. Whatever you need for a chol, you need for the chol, but don't you dare exceed. So why is Mar B'Shurim Aser when it comes to Bikoach Nefesh? And why is Mar B'Shurim Mutter when it comes to Ochel Nefesh? We'll go through that. We have three possibilities now. Either a difference between Shabbos and Yantif, or a difference between Pikoach Nefesh versus Ochel Nefesh, that Or Sameach, Erekin Chesed of Shabbos, or the Or Sameach says, you want to know whether Marvishun is Mutter Aser? This is a very granular discussion. What malach are we talking about? Certain malachas Marvishun is Mutter, and certain malachas Marvishun is absolutely Aser. You have to go through all the Lamites malachas, sometimes yes, sometimes no. You have a small animal, a big animal. I do shechita. It's more of an iser for a big animal, for a small animal. Certainly not. There's no question of marav b'shurim. The Gemara there is talking about kotzer. And here we're talking about bishul. Maybe not kenami. Maybe there's a difference between bishul as opposed to kotzer. And what about ma'ambe? When do we assume marav b'shurim is mutter? When is marav b'shurim is aser? So three possibilities. We'll take a look. How's that year? Shabbos versus Yantif, Ochel Nefesh versus Pikoach Nefesh, Chutru Dekuya, or everything is dependent on the individual malacha. Now we'll have to take a look at this rush. What exactly is this Chiddush that the rush is bothered by? And then middle of Homu Sugya, no, Harama. When is the person allowed to engage in a ploy, a legal fiction? No, in order to go ahead and to sometimes circumvent what otherwise would be in his Siddharai, certainly Siddharai.